The Bible says, speaking of Esther, for such a time as this. My friend, do you know that God has a purpose for you? Don't think that your life is insignificant or it doesn't matter, because it does matter. God loves you. He gave his life for you. So my friend, trust him and serve him with all your heart.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Here we are once again on Truth and Fact. Thank you for joining us. We are in Esther chapter 4. She says, "If I perish, I perish." What an heroic thing to say. Well, what can we learn about Esther? Number one, we know that she's a woman of faith. Secondly, she stood for truth. Thirdly, she put others before herself. And fourthly, we know she was a woman of compassion. She had to have compassion. She cared about others. She cared about the people of God. Compassion stems from love. How can one have compassion on others if they don't first have love? Compassion is an attribute of God, for Jesus himself was full of compassion. You see, I'm troubled by those who profess to be born again, but they don't have compassion for others. They don't have compassion for the lost. They don't have compassion for children. But how can we have Christ dwelling within our hearts and not have compassion? Not so. If Jesus takes up residence in our hearts, then we will have compassion for others. We may not love their sin, but my friend, we will love their soul. And we want to see them saved and set free by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Esther had compassion, enough to do something about the situation. She would risk her own life. She would do something about it. What about you, my friend? Do you have enough compassion to inconvenience yourself? Do you have enough compassion for others to sacrifice of yourself? Enough compassion to give? Enough compassion to contribute of yourself? You see, children need moms that are full of love and full of compassion. You're not going to win people to Christ by hating them into the kingdom. You're not going to win them by being mean or rude, unkind, selfish, nasty, or uncaring. You're going to have to love them into the kingdom of God. Children need to be loved. People want to be loved. Children are looking for someone to love them and care about them. Jesus loved them right where they were. The Bible says, "Then they brought the little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, 'Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God.'" You know, some will come filthy, with dirty faces, tattered clothing, matted hair, stinky feet. But they just need someone that has compassion and sees past all that to love them right where they are. Someone to hug them and spend time with them, teaching them the truths about God's word. How can you have the love of God in your heart and not have compassion for children? For such is the kingdom of God. Esther was full of compassion in her heart, that she was willing to sacrifice it all for her people. How precious it is to see a woman of God have compassion and is willing to do something about it. They're like Esther. They pour in the oil and the wine with the love that they have that touches these broken hearts. They have compassion on these little broken lives, and because of them, healing begins to take place. Moms sacrifice so much for their children and their families. You are to be commended and applauded, because a great deal of what you do and your sacrifice goes unnoticed with little acknowledgement or appreciation. Others may not notice, but I can promise you, God sees. And another thing I want you to notice is that God had purpose for Esther's life. The scripture says, for such a time as this. Esther had purpose. God had her life all mapped out. She was there for a reason, and God has you there for a reason, for such a time as this. In other words, listen, your life has meaning and purpose. So live your life for the glory of God, and watch it blossom and touch others.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.